Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking the classic Amen break and turning it into a modern roller jungle variation in Ableton Live 12. The key word today is automation. Not random wiggly lines everywhere automation. Producer automation. The kind that tells a 16-bar story and makes a loop feel like a section of a track. This is intermediate territory, so I'm assuming you already know how warp works. You've used Sampler or drum rack, and you're comfortable arranging in Live. Our goal is a 16-bar Amen roller that evolves in four clear phases: foundation, variation, tension, and release. All right, let's set it up. First, set your tempo to drum and bass speed. Anywhere from 170 to 174 works. I like 172 as a nice middle ground. In arrangement view, set a 1-bar loop brace so you can dial the groove quickly, and also mark out a 16-bar loop so you can immediately think like an arranger. Grab a clean Amen sample or any classic jungle break. The cleaner the recording, the easier it is to carve. If it's already crunchy, that's fine too. Just know you'll be carving around that character. Now warp. Don't skip this. Warping is the difference between tight, intentional roller and why does this feel drunk. Drag the Amen onto an audio track. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Transient loop mode set to forward. Then set the envelope somewhere around 35 to 55. Lower values keep it more natural, higher values get more chopped and strict. If you want that tight, cut up jungle feel, lean higher, but don't overdo it yet. Now find the real first downbeat of the break. Right click and choose warp from here, straight. Then check the length. You want the main loop to land cleanly on a bar, like from 1.1.1 to 2.1.1 for 1 bar. If it's drifting, fix it now. This is the foundation everything else sits on. Next, we slice it to drum rack. This is where the fun starts. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Use the built-in drum rack preset without extra processing for now. The idea is, get the slices in place first, then you decide how to treat them. Now you've got a drum rack full of Amen hits, and usually a MIDI clip that roughly triggers the original sequence. Think of this as your playground. We're about to turn it into a playable kit. Let's build the roller foundation. Create a new 1-bar MIDI clip on that drum rack. Start simple. Find your main kick slice and place it on 1.1 and 1.3. Or, if you want that slightly pushing jungle feel, try moving the second kick to 1.2.3. That little shove can make the groove feel like it's leaning forward. Now find your main snare slice. Put it on 1.2 and 1.4. Those are your anchor points. If those don't feel solid, nothing else will. Now we add the roller movement, ghost snares and little shuffles. Put a ghost snare just before each main snare. A classic move is 1.1.4 right before the 1.2 snare, and 1.3.4 right before the 1.4 snare. Keep these ghosts low in velocity. Your main snares can live up around 110 to 127. Ghost notes might be 30 to 70 depending on how aggressive you want the roll. Hats and shuffles usually sit somewhere between 40 and 90, and you'll adjust by ear. One big teacher tip here: if everything is loud, nothing is. Ghost notes only work if they're actually ghosts. And here's the roller rule: it should feel like it falls forward, but it still lands heavy on 2 and 4. That's the whole illusion. Feed and weight at the same time. Now we carve. This is where your Amen stops being a messy loop and starts being a controlled kit. Open the drum rack chains. Pick the keypads, kick, snare, and a couple hats. Click the pad, and open Sampler. Set Sampler to one-shot mode. Turn on snap, then adjust start so you remove any pre-transient fluff. You want the hit to speak instantly. For hats especially, shorten decay a little so the groove doesn't wash out. Jungle breaks can get smeary fast, and carving the tails is one of the cleanest ways to make room without killing the vibe. Next, pre-slice EQ. This is huge for clarity, because you're basically mixing a drum kit that came from one recording. On the snare slice chain, drop in EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz to remove low mud. If the snare is thin, a gentle boost around 180 to 240 can add body. Then a small boost in the 3 to 6K range can bring crack, but be careful. It's easy to go from snappy to painful. On hat slices, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. If they're harsh, try a small dip around 7 to 10K rather than turning them down. Turning down hats changes the groove. Taming harshness keeps the groove but makes it listenable. On kick slices, maybe a small boost around 50 to 80 Hz if you need weight, and a dip around 200 to 350 if it's boxy. But remember, in drum and bass, your sub usually owns the deep low end. You're not trying to make the break become the sub. You're trying to make the break punch without fighting the bass. Quick coaching note. Gain staging inside drum rack matters more than people expect. Break slices can be wildly uneven. Use simpler's gain per slice to even them out before your bus compression. If you compress a wildly uneven break, the compressor doesn't glue. It panics. Now we build the break bus. This is your one fader, one sound control point. You can do this on the rack output, or group the chains and process the group. Add drum bus first. Drive somewhere from 5 to 15 depending on how aggressive your sample is. Boom can be 0 to 15. Tuned around 55 Hz if you use it, but again, don't step on your sub. Transience is your energy knob. Plus 5 to plus 20 is a solid range. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing. We are just making it feel like one instrument. Then add saturator. Soft sign or analog clip are great for breaks. Drive 1 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip most of the time. Soft clipping is like a seatbelt for jungle breaks. It keeps them aggressive without random spikes taking your head off. Now put an auto filter after that. This is going to be our main tone storyline device. Choose OSR24 if you want a steeper, more dramatic filter, or 12 if you want gentler movement. Set cutoff somewhere around 8 to 12k to start, resonance 5 to 15%, a tiny bit of drive if you like. Map that filter cutoff to a macro on the rack and name it something like AIR or LPF. And here's a big pro move, constrain chaos with macro range mapping. Don't let the cutoff sweep from 20 Hz to 20k. Set a tight range, like 4.5k up to 11k. Now you can automate aggressively and it still won't destroy the break. This is how you stay slightly hyped without blowing up your mix. Cool. Now we arrange with automation. Duplicate your 1-bar MIDI groove across 16 bars in arrangement view. Now think like a DJ and a drummer at the same time. You're going to keep the core groove consistent and make the listener feel progression through movement. Automation lane 1 is your AIR macro, the filter cutoff. Bars 1 through 4, mostly open. Keep it bright, like 10 to 12k. This is the foundation. Let people lock into the groove. Bars 5 through 8, slowly darken it. Bring it down to around 7 to 9k over those 4 bars. Not a dramatic sweep, more like you're leaning the lights down in the room. Bars 9 through 12, now we do tension. Dip more aggressively to around 4 to 6k. This is that something is coming feeling. You'll notice the drums feel tighter and more focused, and the energy shifts without you changing the pattern. Bars 13 through 16. Open it back up quickly. This is your release. The same loop suddenly feels like it hit harder, just because you gave the highs back. That's lane 1. That alone can make a static loop feel arranged. Automation lane 2. Drum bus transients. In your more stable sections, keep transients around plus 5 to plus 10. For a build or pre-drop moment, reduce them toward 0 or even negative a bit. That slight smear creates tension because it feels less punchy, like it's being held back. Then, on the release, push transients up. Plus 15 to plus 25 can sound really front of speaker if the break can handle it. If it starts sounding clicky and fatiguing, back off. Jungle is allowed to be sharp. It's not allowed to be painful. Automation lane 3. Reverb throws. Classic jungle trick. Make a global return track with hybrid reverb. Choose a hall or plate vibe. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, high pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9k so it doesn't swamp the groove. If you want extra spice, put echo after the reverb with an 8th or 16th delay, low feedback, and filter it. Now automate the send amount. The classic move, a send spike on the last snare of bar 8, and another on the last snare of bar 12. Keep it subtle. Usually a peak somewhere between minus 18 and minus 8 dB on the send is plenty. The feeling you want is, space opens for a second, then snaps back. Extra credit, and honestly it's so good, make the reverb return dynamic. Put a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it from the break bus or snare. A few dB of reduction, fastish attack, medium release. Now the throw blooms after the hit instead of covering the hit. It's the difference between washed out and professional. Automation lane 4. Pitch flicks, used like spice. Take a couple of moments, maybe the last little hit before bar changes. On the snare slice and simpler, automate transpose. Tiny moves. Minus 2 to minus 5 semitones gives a dark tuck. Plus 1 to plus 3 gives a sharp lift. Do not do it on every bar. One or two flicks in the whole 16 can be enough, especially if they're placed at bars 8 and 12 where you already have reverb throws. That's called punctuation. Now we add the edit moves that make it scream roller, without losing control. Move A, the 1/16 stutter into snare. At the end of bar 4 or bar 8, take a snare slice and repeat it as two quick 1/16 notes. Make the first one lower velocity and the second one higher. It feels like a ramp into the next section. Move B, kick removal for a swing illusion. In bar 9 or 10, remove one kick hit, or replace it with a quiet ghost kick. Let the hats carry the motion for a moment. When the kick comes back, it feels heavier without you turning anything up. That's arrangement through density, not volume. Move C, reverse a tiny hat slice. Duplicate a hat slice, reverse it by resampling to audio if needed, then place it right before a snare. It creates that little suction effect that screams jungle, but if you keep it short and tucked, it won't sound like a gimmick. Another coaching note, one slice equals one job. If the same snare slice is being your main snare, your ghost snare, and your fill snare, you're going to fight inconsistency. Duplicate the snare slice to a new pad. Make the ghost version shorter, darker, maybe a little high-passed, maybe slightly pitched down. Now your main snare stays consistent while the ghosts and fills can be shaped freely.